5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody, on this beautiful Tuesday, terrific Tuesday. It's World Series Day, baby, here in these parts over here where I'm broadcasting live. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk, Tuesday, October 20, 2020, broadcasting live like we do every Monday through Friday here for 1 hour a day from the beautiful city of Sarasota, Florida. Lock it up, baby. Welcome aboard. I hope everybody had a great Monday evening and your Tuesday morning. Of course, it's not as good. Now it's good. Now you're locked in with your boy Roy here. New, fresh, local, worldwide, baby. And we are worldwide. We announced yesterday that we have our ninth country of the motherland of Spain, baby. Where my grandparents and my bloodline lie. Damn it, I told you. They have Islas de Llanes, baby. My last name there. Right off the coast of beautiful Spain. And what was the city? It was, damn it. Let me see. Where in Spain? Off the Fort Myers, off the chain. And how about St. Petersburg, baby, where the Rays really play? Why they call the damn Tampa Bay Rays, I have no idea, man. When I go to damn Tropicana Stadium and go check out the Rays, because I do spend my money, your boy Roy spends his money at Tropicana. I've gone to a couple of games, baby. I sit out clubhouse, though, baby. You know, I'm Mac Daddy. All right, so yeah, so that's St. Petersburg Rays. From this point on, it will be known as St. Petersburg Rays, because guess what? Tampa numbers in the twos, right? Right along with that other damn dreck in Manatee County, Bradenton. Your show's always the same. Get out of here. Go tune in into someone else, baby. This is your boy, Roy, and the numbers are damn off the hook, man. Spain, where the hell are you? Fort Myers. Let's go to the country, because I like to, if everybody is tuning in to your boy Roy giving up 1 hour out of the 24 that they have in the day, guess what? Your boy Roy's got a couple of minutes to shout out my great Irish people, my original first international country of the great Ireland, baby. And guess what? Who moved up in the actually, you know what? My hooligans out there in the UK, baby, just went to 4%. People more are tuning in from the great city of London that they've deemed my audience as Roy's Rowdy Rebels. Lock it up. They just passed you, Ireland, in the ratings there. The UK making a thing. And, you know, my people there, there's no wall here. We don't discriminate. We're not going to make them cut our lawn. They always come with a 12-pack of Corona. Buena tarde, Mexico, and the cartel, baby. And since World War II, ally of the U.S., ally of the SRQ talk show, say hello to all my German, the people in Germany there, all the troops stationed in Germany. Lock it up, and thank you for your service. The Middle Eastern community, where my mom has embraced your damn soap operas. It's the country of Turkey, baby. We talk about fielding a World Cup team. It won't be no World Cup without the great people of damn Netherlands, man. And how about the Asian community throwing us the great country of Singapore to represent for the damn Asian community? And my two Latin Colombia, where Miss Universes are just damn born there. It's the great country of Colombia, baby. And then, like I aforementioned, the motherland of Spain, baby. What's up? That's what we were going to check. What city in Spain? City in Spain, lock it up. Catalonia, baby. You heard it. The people in Catalonia, Spain, are embracing you, Roy, and they damn should. That's the motherland, man. And let me see something else here. Numbers and fall, because I love talking about my numbers. Where are you going to start the show? Every freaking time we're going to show, because damn, they're so off the chain. Love to brag about my numbers. That's right. It's Tuesday, baby, October 20, 2020. Told you we won't go away, man. We're broadcasting live every day for 1 hour here from the beautiful damn paradise here. And like I told you, I got one foot in, one foot out. I got one foot heading towards damn Key West, man. This weekend, me and the Queen of Siesta Key packing it up. Z4 BMW taking the bra off. Get that damn top off, man. Let the little hair that I have left on my head to blow in the damn wind, man. New, fresh, local, worldwide, not your scripted damn direct. You think I would have edited this show? Because did I lose my mind yesterday? Thinking that there was three damn Monday night games? What the hell is wrong with me? Damn, gave me the damn Cincinnati Bengals without even knowing that they already lost to the damn Colts, but they only lost to the three. I was going to grab the seven just out of the record, but we boosted our record. We went 2-0. I told you, my boy Holmes, my homeboy out there in Kansas City, took care of those overrated damn Bills. Josh Allen, we love you, kid, but you know Patrick Mahomes, buddy. Yeah, they covered the 5.5 we told you to lay. And the second game, I told you, Arizona all over those damn future Dallas Cowboys. What I didn't mention to you, that damn Zach Prescott was out, man. No wonder the damn line was so low. We got that damn redhead that used to damn play for your Bengals, man. Yeah, Ohio, and guess what? You got passed. You know who you got passed by? Everything's big in Texas, and my numbers are off the chain in damn Texas, man. Let's give out the people. Let me see what cities in Texas, Dallas, Austin, and Houston, baby, just like we thought, in a whopping 91% coming out of Dallas, man. Damn it, Texas, they're huge. They're loving you, Roy Boy, out there in Texas. Fort Myers, let me see in Florida, baby. Fort Myers, King of the Hill, as always, number one audience in all of Florida, comes from the great city of Fort Myers, where it is, I guess what, it's surrounded by Cape Coral, Lehigh Acres, baby. They got a locked in with your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. Today's show, I told you, we inked the deal with the damn Frog Hop, Siesta Key Frog Hop, baby. That's a service, a free ride out of your number one voted 2020 beach of all of America's damn Siesta Key, man. You want to hop around. You don't rent a car and have it sit and rot in your resort so you lose money, man. Just grab a damn Uber to get you to Siesta Key. And once you're on there, you got no issues. You call 844-FROG-HOP, okay? And they'll take you anywhere on the damn island. They have a trolley that fits 15, open air, no excuses. COVID-19 in cooties safe there. It's 844 Frog Hop. Give them a call, and it's a free ride, you damn dreck, but don't take it literally. The damn drivers tip them handsomely. They're going to be part of your vacation, bouncing you around everywhere, man. Door to door, they fit 15. They'll take you door to door. 844 Frog Hop, new sponsor of the SRQ Talk Show, baby. They're embracing the show like everybody else is. And who blew up over the weekend, surpassed all my cities in Florida to straight to second place, because it's really hard to get to Fort Myers. Their numbers are all so off the chain. But guess what? The beautiful county of Pinellas, over that beautiful bridge that they call the Sky Bridge on that side, they're going fanatics over your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. The city, a great city of St. Petersburg, where their damn Rays are in the World Series today. Not Tampa. Tampa wants to take credit. No, the Bucks play in Richmond. What the hell is that called over there? That damn Dreck stadium, Raymond James. Yeah, that's right, Tampa. Raymond James, okay? That's your real team, the Bucks. You can hog Brady all you want, man, but the Rays, they're looking from St. Pete. You can lie to the rest of the country, but you can't lie to your boy, Roy. No fake news here. When I get off on St. Pete. I don't go up to Tampa to watch the game. Tropicana Stadium in downtown damn St. Pete, man, where my numbers are completely off the dizzy, man, off the rack they are. And how about Sarasota? Hey, man, you got St. Pete just brought it hard, man. You dropped down to 3. We appreciate Sarasota, my great people out there in Northport / damn Venice. Dropped down to 4th. And guess who just passed Fort Lauderdale to make the top 5? It's my damn 305 damn hooligans down there, down south. That's the dirty south. What the hell is the 305? It's damn Miami, you bitch. Miami, as they call it down there. That's right, where the Latin community damn freaking runs the place. Okay, and just missing because they got passed by the 305. It's Fort Lauderdale, baby. I love me some Fort Lauderdale all day, every day. and my only and number one representative in the damn whole county of Manatee. It's damn Palmetto, baby, representing strong. And then we got Orlando, damn Bradenton. We got Lakeland. We got damn Tampa. And we got my other representative that just made our newest member of the cities in Florida. It's damn Parrish, baby. Exit 229. You need some cattle. You want to go pet some cows or see some cows. You damn go out to Parrish over there. Middle of damn nowhere, man. Lock it up. It's your boy Roy SRQ talking. What the hell else is new? I'm bragging about my numbers. And yesterday I went 2-0, baby. That means that we are for the lock of the day. Let me see. Damn it. I wish I was more prepared for you. Let me see. Yesterday we were a measly 53%. We got our two back that we lost on Thursday. So we're back to 32-27. Go ahead and bet against your boy Roy, man. You'd still be under 50%. That takes us to back to socially acceptable 55%. Lock it up. Nothing to brag home, write home about. But, hey, we'll take it, man, and we'll give you a couple of locks today, see what's out there. Oh, what's out there? The damn World Series, where I'm like 45 minutes. If I was amped up, I'd be there. And guess where? The Tampa? No, it's damn St. Petersburg. They're lying to you. It's the St. Petersburg Rays, baby. That's what it's going to be known here on the SRQ Talk Show. There's where I exit, okay? And guess what? It's actually downtown damn St. Peter's. Not even in the suburbs, okay? It's smack in the middle of downtown by the damn Dolly Museum, man. I love me some St. Pete, man. I told you that was my little getaway here when I have to leave paradise and find another one. It just happens to be that this weekend I'm choosing the damn Key West. I'm going off the map 90 miles away from Cuba, baby. Lock it up. That's where your boy Roy's going. I'm going to wave to my 305 people. Oh, yeah. Lock it up and take it to the house. It's your boy Roy. Numbers absolutely off the chain. Even the damn motherland decided to jam join in the country of damn Spain, man. Damn it. Florida used to be owned by Spain, and now your boy Roy's running shit on the podcast here. How could this damn old fart, this yak, this damn New Yorker with a damn loud mouth, I can't stand the guy. Yeah, but you can't stand it. You can't stop tuning in to your boy Roy. You keep on downloading. You keep on damn smashing the damn press play button. Yeah, I'm damn lathered up. I'm lathered up every day here. It's your boy Roy. It's not your damn scripted radio that tries to sound cool and edits crap. Okay, this is real radio, and hit me up on an email. Oh, we did get a damn email here today. Let me see. We got a damn, it was a damn nice one, though. I told you, man, I love hate mail. I don't love all this shit. Tara Pips 0807 on iCloud.com reached out to your boy Roy. Oh, I love your countdown. Love the show. Love you. Listening from where? From the damn city of St. Pete. There you go. Lock it up. Sarah Pips 0807 on iCloud from the damn St. Petersburg. They can't damn get enough of me. All of a sudden, my number's off the chain in St. Pete. We're getting emails, all kinds of shit. You love the countdown. Damn, Sarah loves the countdown. Really, Sarah? Come on, wake up, Sarah. Love it, love it. Sarah from St. Pete checking in, and you can do the same by going to srqtalk@gmail.com, or better yet, why don't you let me hear your voice? Let your voice be heard. Your boy Roy will make you SRQ Talk famous. Drop me a voicemail. Go to our website, srqtalk.com. Hit the message button. They'll give you 60 seconds, and then they're going to bounce your ass out of there. All right, time to bring down the show. That's right, we're bringing down the show with the damn COVID cooties. All right, and let me see, what are we reporting in damn Florida today where my numbers are damn off the chain, and they should be. I broadcast from their damn state. Oh, yeah, and I got to mention, we do have a new city. You're always talking about your, they're always bragging. Yeah, get the hell out of here, man, you damn disgrace. Damn right I'm going to give props here because, let me see, California, all right, way out there in the other damn side of the coast where they're listening to your boy Roy. Oh, did I tell you that I got damn Michigan as well? Hey, man, don't be hating, man. Sorry, we're damn blowing up, man. We're not going to damn apologize for it. Let me go over. We got Florida's number one, and we were confused, but damn Washington, man. Seattle can't get enough of the fam show. And guess what? We told you that everything's big in Texas, and Texas top three now takes over. Ohio drops to four, followed by Virginia, Georgia. Your damn Jersey boys don't want nothing to do with me now, man. I'm only 55%. I can't be running with the Jersey click at 55. At 67, they were fucking huge fans. Yeah, but now get the hell out of here. The Jersey boys are dropping down. They're dropping in the pile. But let me see. California gave me a new city. I told you they were listening in damn Mountain View, California, whatever the hell is that. But guess what? This damn got amped up in some city called damn Delano. Anybody know where the Delano is? Delano in California? I don't know, but they're listening to your boy Roy. If somebody knows anything about Delano, drop me an email, srqtalk@gmail.com, or a voicemail would be better by going to our website, srqtalk.com, hitting the message button and leaving a damn 60-second or less message. Let's check the time because your time flies here with your boy, Roy. We broadcast 1 hour, break it up in two 30-minute shows, and guess what? We're already damn 15 minutes into the show. I told you, it flies here, man. Let's bring down the damn show. Florida reports an increase of 3,662 new cases of the damn cooties on Tuesday, more than twice as many as the day before, along with 84 additional. Yeah, death over, man. Anytime we can get over 100, yeah, it's damn obvious, okay, that just one life is too much. But if we can get, if we've been getting the numbers that we've been getting throughout since damn July, since we've been broadcasting the show here, we're on season 2, episode 13, man. Isn't that a bad luck? Get the hell out of here, man. It's like a Christian told me one time, if you believe in the damn Lord, you shouldn't be superstitious. Lock it up. It's your boy, Roy. Damn amped up. I don't care if it's a Tuesday. You're damn monotonous. I'm sorry that you don't have the damn energy that we do. And this is natural energy, bitch. We're not like you damn meth heads out there in Bradenton or you damn coke heads down in the 305, okay? You damn pill takers everywhere else in the damn country, okay? We're amped up. You think we need Adderall? Get the hell out of here, man. This is natural SRQ talk, baby, with your boy Roy. Amped up radio. You can't keep up. Get the hell off our podcast. Oh, you used the bugle button too much. Get the hell out. Yeah, Florida reported an increase of 3,662 cases of the cooties on Tuesday, more than twice the amount. We told you that already, man. The state is now up to 760,389, closer to a million every day. Confirmed cootie cases, man, with 16,104. You heard it. Game over, man. That's it. What else? We're not going to let it bring down the show. Guess what? We're moving on, baby, because we're too good of a mood, man, to be letting the corona. It's all going to go away after the damn elections. And I heard that bitch Carmella is in fucking Florida, okay? What the hell are you going to tell us? That you smoke pot, but that you let you let 180,000 people arrested in the damn state of California when you were kissing people's asses? When, yo, pot wasn't cool then. Oh, get the hell out of here. You make me sick. Uh-huh. We're moving on, man, because we're trying to keep it positive. Oh, and then it would be remiss as always. Good afternoon, ladies that are at 62%, baby. The female gender is embracing the show. You know why? Because you don't entertain them, and I do. You damn boyfriend and damn husbands and girlfriends and all this crap on your damn partnerships. They're damn boring. That's why you have to come to your boy, Roy, for 1 hour out of your 24, baby. Where can we be found? Why? You have no trouble finding the show. But if you need to know, it's Anchor Broadcast, where we're broadcasting our show. Go to Anchor Podcast, Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, the damn god of podcast, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox, Himalaya, CastBox. It goes on and on. Truth of the matter is we're anywhere where you can find your podcast. You can even do a damn search and be an avatar, man, and go to Google and go to SRQ Talk. And your boy Roy's going to dominate that damn page like I'm dominating the West Coast of Florida, baby. Northport's on board. Fort Myers is team boy. We are just pumped up, man. We got news to get to. There you go. We got your damn COVID-19 numbers, man. Nothing's getting better than that. Now we have Sarasota County, baby. We're on their number three in my audience. Sarasota brought it, man. They really stepped up to the plate, man. Sarasota County School Board to vote on the mask policy extension. All right, let's see, man. Sarasota County School Board members will vote on whether or not to require face masks for the rest of the school year. The policy they will vote on at their Tuesday meeting. Right now, as we speak, they're probably voting on it, guys. It requires all staff and students to wear face masks that cover their nose and mouth while inside the school's district facilities and buses. Some exceptions to wearing a face mask include for medical reasons when outdoor and social distance is occurring, during art classes, and during mealtime. The police also allow students to take mini breaks where they can take off their damn mask for 5 minutes and damn breathe and or less when they are sitting quietly behind their desk shield, socially distancing. Lock it up. Your boy Roy SRQ keeping you in the know, especially for my people in Sarasota and damn Bradenton that doesn't want to tune into the show. But we got Palmetto there. Face mask requirements in schools have caused some pushback. Of course, we got the damn Karens out. Whatever. From parents. Yeah, those damn annoying Karens. The group are concerned. Parents of Sarasota County has been very vocal about not wanting their kids to be required to wear masks. Well, there you go, man. We're in America. They can wear it or not, man. But stop being so damn selfish, man. Think of others. Do it out of courtesy, damn it. The group has raised over $11,000. There you go. It's all about money, baby. That's why their voice is really being heard and being printed on this damn online here that I'm getting my sources from, which is my Suncoast here with Sarasota ABC staff. They're Mac Daddy, and they're our go-to right here. Yeah, they've raised over $11,000 through GoFundMe to hire an attorney, and they are prepared to sue the hell out of the district over the issue. Damn, they're parents are damn amped up, man, in Sarasota. They raise $11,000 to get the damn lawyer on these people's ass, man. Concerned parents, they don't want their kids wearing the damn mask, man. What can I tell you? School board members Bridget Ziegler said that she is hoping to get clarification at the meeting about what goals the district and virus have to meet in order for it to be removed. Hey, man, it sounds like these parents are amped up, man. I got my money on the parents. They got $11,000 already for a damn good lawyer. Okay, they're amped up. They're residents. They're damn local here, man. You're going to listen to them, bro. They don't play around here in Sarasota like they do in other dreck cities, okay? In Sarasota, they damn mean business, man. Damn professionals here. Look at that, man. They went to GoFundMe and raised $11,000 for the issue. School board, yeah, whatever. We heard about Bridget Ziegler. Okay? Ziegler, you better get it together, Bridget. Okay, you're going to end up doing what the parents say. To me, this is a quote from Dan Ziegler. To me, I understand that it is a concern from so many other parents, too. As we evaluate this, I would like to see what our measurable end game looks like. Instead of where I said it, seemingly seems like the goal was continually moves. And that makes it hard for people to make an educated decision, said Ziegler. You know what, Bridget? All right. First of all, you're damn stating the obvious, okay? And what you're basically saying is for those damn parents not to say be so damn selfish. Just say it, Bridget. Stop being so politically correct. You won't say it. Your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk. You know what basically Bridget is saying? Stop being a damn selfish pig that there's other parents that have other concerns for their kids, damn it. You know? But I can see it both ways, man. Let it go to the vote. Let it go to the people that paid $11,000 for a good lawyer. They're going to get their way, man. She goes on to say that the school board needs to look at a number of different elements when making the decision. You know, whatever. I certainly understand there are definitely people of opinions on both sides, and I believe it's our duty to evaluate where we're at. what the infection rate and positivity rate. Yeah, as long as it's not damn, you know, fake news we're getting and fake numbers, man. Our community spread, the hospitalizations and mortality today. And we have to look at all those in conjunction with the learning environment, as a school board member said. All right, Ziegler. Bridget Ziegler's in a tough position, man. She's got some damn paranoid damn parents, okay? I think the voodoo boogaloo and all this crap is, you know, all the little viruses are going to get to them. They're practically in a damn hazmat suit walking around town looking like a damn fool. And then you got these other damn selfish rich assholes from Sarasota. That's right. I said it. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. Can't get enough, man. What's the? How about Delano in California amping it up, man? Mountain View in Delano, man. They're amped up on your boy Roy. Guess what, man? First segment of the show. You're damn right. It's almost over. I couldn't get into all my stories. I gave you a damn cootie cases. Let me see. I gave you that the parents are all amped up here on the mask wearing. Let me see if I can sneak another one in. Yeah, this one damn disturbed the hell out of me, man. A 12-year-old arrested on 11 felony counts of threats to a damn school, man. According to the damn Charlotte County Sheriff's Office, where my damn numbers are off the chain in Charlotte County, a 12-year-old boy was arrested on 11 felony counts on Friday, man. He accused of sending written threats to kill and to trying to blame it on another student. Yeah, whatever, man. Grow up. Why don't you be in puberty first, you little damn little crap, you little shit, you little spoiled little crap. Bring him over to me. I'll teach him a lesson. Hold me back. The sheriff's office confirms deputies searched the cell phone, laptop, iPod Touch, and Samsung tablet. This kid's Mac Daddy with all these things, man. Cell phone, he's got a damn laptop, an iPad Touch, and a Samsung tablet. The kid's Mac. Of the 12-year-old boy who was arrested, deputies found threats made to L.A. Anger Middle School in Charlotte County and Moody Elementary School in damn Manatee County, as well as the illicit photos of propositioning sex. Damn kid is 12 years old. What the hell is going on here? You better leave Manatee alone, man. Damn Charlotte County, you little bully, you little 12-year-old with all these gadgets, man. We're not going to have time. Anchor's going to cut our ass off, man. Let me amp it up here about this little shit in Charlotte County. Charlotte County Sheriff's Office says that the father of the 12-year-old boy who was arrested called 911 on September 19, 2020 when deputies made contact with the caller. He told the deputies that his son had received several inappropriate texts from someone he believed was known to the family. According to deputies, they reviewed the message and made contact with the suspect, who the child's family believed to be responsible. The next day, on September 20th, another call was received reporting an additional inappropriate messages, this time in a group chat with a 12-year-old boy who was arrested, his father, and another member of the family. According to the report written by the CCSO, that's the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office, according to the report, within the group message, where the subject stated that he was going to kill everyone at the school. Oh, Andrew, your game is over, bro. The Charlotte County Sheriff's Office says deputies took possession of the subject's phone to gather evidence. He returned from his bedroom with his laptop to show the deputies an email that included more threats stating the subject was going to kill everyone in L.A. Anger Middle School. There you go. There is no more time, man. There you go. Your boy Roy keeping you in the know. They're about to cut my ass off. I want to thank our sponsor, Siesta Key, Frog Hop. Don't drink and drive, guys. Don't rent a car. When you're on the key, you go to 844 Frog Hop. They'll pick you up at your door, take you anywhere within the aisle. You just tip the driver there. Siesta Key, Frog Hop. Thank you for sponsoring the show. All my countries, the ninth one, including the motherland of Spain, welcome aboard. Florida, I love you. The numbers off the chain. Washington, Ohio, and the great Texas state is making some run there. Thank you for Delano, California. Hit me and drop me an email, srqtalk@gmail.com, or better yet, a voicemail at srqtalk.com. Hit our message button. Stay tuned with me. We're going to do a lock of the day. We went 2-0 yesterday. We're going to give you another lock of the day. It's World Series Tuesday here, broadcasting live, Sarasota 4. Listen to that. Sarasota, Florida, baby. It's your boy, Roy. Stay tuned on the flip side. It's all sports. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the flip side that we like to call the SRQ Talk Show. It's the latter 30 minutes of the 1 hour SRQ Talk Show that we broadcast live from Sarasota, Florida. No different today, October 20, 2020. And guess what, baby? Your St. Petersburg Rays are in the damn World Series and it starts today. And we're super excited. Why did he call it the St. Pete Rays? Because it's damn. When I go to Tropicana Stadium, like I emphasized on the first part of the show here, it's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. It's the second half, the flip side of the show. We call it the SRQ Sports Show. And the reason I'm calling it damn St. Petersburg Rays, because when I go to Tropicana Stadium, the damn stadium's in downtown St. Pete. Do I need to remind you that's the city that's number two in audience in the SRQ Talk Show? That's right. Oh, there he goes, talking about his numbers again. Whatever. Damn right, bitch. Off the chain, St. Petersburg Rays. Got nothing to do with Tampa. The stadium's not in Tampa. They want to call it just to cater to that damn crowd so they spend their money down there, and they still don't go to the stadium. Okay, don't you can't fool me here, Tampa. I remember I'm down from the 305. I know your story, buddy. The Miami Marlins came up with you guys. Okay, this is the second time you're in the damn World Series in history, man. Last time was in 08, man, when you let the Phillies get it to you. Damn it, let's do it this time. You got the Rays against the damn Dodgers. They're choking dogs. I mean, we love the Dodgers on the show. They're very bet friendly. The show today is sponsored to you by, again, our good friends at wagerlock.com. They're amped up with all this World Series talk. That's right. It's the easiest, most transparent website that you can go to. They give you one lock a day. That's it. It's a straight up bet, man. They don't participate in your damn five-team parlays and your damn 10-team teasers and your damn if bets. None of that crap is happening at game. At wagerlock.com, they're a sports consulting company that is going to build your revenue up by giving you one game a day, an absolute lock of the day, $19.99. You're going to get a secure payment there. They're going to ask you payment and email. Give them an email because they promise within 1 hour to give you the damn lock of the day. I've tested it for my audience because I'm not going to, you know, promote anything that is not on the up and up. And guess what? Wagerlock.com is, do yourself a favor, man. You need to bury your bookie or get out of the hole. You need a guaranteed winner. Just one bet, man. Wagerlock.com is your thing. They're amped up like your show is here. Your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, Season 2, Episode 13, baby. Is it bad luck? Whatever. No, it's not. You damn track it. It's not. It's damn good luck. If you believe in the Lord, like the Christian told me one time, you got no problems of being superstitious. We went 2-0 yesterday, baby. And we must have been damn losing our mind. We must have been losing our damn mind, man, thinking that was three damn Monday night football games. Not until hell fucking freezes over that they're going to give us damn three Monday night games for some damn reason. I thought that we were going to damn have three games there. That's that. But I got misinformation, damn fake news, man. All right, from my sources that I was looking at the time. I'm not going to call them out. Mistakes happen to anybody, man. We move on, but we would have won it too because it was a game that happened on Sunday night. With all this COVID-19, man, the schedules are completely off the chain, man. People are playing on Tuesday nights. There's two games on Monday night. There's not one on Thursday. It's just, and so we can't figure it out, man. You know what I mean? So we're going to go with the flow here. We still went 2-0. We would have went 3-0 because we would have grabbed the 7.5 in the Bengals. I told you we liked the Colts, but the number was high in that game too. But anyway, that stuff happened on Sunday when your boy Roy was down getting a Spanish mackerel out of the Gulf over about 14 inches, about 2.5 pounds, baby. Mac Daddy, healthy fish. I haven't filleted it yet, but I will. And I was just thinking of making this a fishing show if it wasn't for the damn St. Pete Rays making the damn World Series, man. That's right. It's World Series time, man. And let's amp it up because this is actually a rare thing. It's like for just the fourth time, okay, since the wild card was added in 95, we get a World Series featuring the teams with the best record in each league. Like, you know, throughout the whole season, these guys were the number one teams in each division and in their leagues. The others were the Braves over the Indians in 95, the Yankees over the Braves in 99, and the Red Sox over the Cardinals in 2013. For the third time in 4 years, we also get Kershaw, okay, starting game one. In 2017, he allowed one run with 11 strikeouts. That's when he was Mac Daddy. That's when he, like, overcame that monkey on his back, so to say, and got over being a choking dog in the damn World Series, man, against the Astros. And that was the damn cheating Astros, too. Couldn't even get to Kershaw. He struck out 11 even cheating. And the 2018, on a cold night in Boston, where's Boston at? Is Boston anywhere in my numbers? Are they like damn Delano, California that opted in, or Mountain View, California? Are they like the great state of damn Texas where everything's big? No. Are they the great state of Florida? No, absolutely not. Massachusetts? Yeah. Do they participate in the show? No, not at all. Not even a radar of them. Got some people in Jersey and New York there, but nothing coming out of Massachusetts. But that's maybe my problem, because I'm always hating at the damn Red Sox because I damn think they're direct, man. What can I tell you? He allowed, let me see, in 2018 on the cold night in Boston, he allowed 5 runs. One thing that's different this year, Kershaw isn't the best player on the team. He might not even be the best damn pitcher. He just has to be a contributor, basically, is what is coming out of L.A. there. He doesn't even have to pitch great, but a solid effort of 5 or 6 innings would be a huge emotional lift for the Dodgers. Not just for him, but the entire team. Let me see what else. Yeah, man, they're amped up, man. World Series time, man. We're 2-0. We're still, after looking after the break, we take a 30-minute break between the SRQ talk show, which, is the one that we follow here. We were saying on that segment of the show that we were at 55%, but after checking the numbers, because we don't like any fake news here, so we are 54%. 32 and 27, which isn't max status, but it's still, man, over the Mendoza line there, over 50%. We're winning more than we're losing, which is the goal at the end of the day. We only get to get one cash. And I want to congratulate damn Kevin Cash, man, the manager of your damn Rays, okay? One of the youngest managers there, and the guy I know took over for Madden and all that, but he didn't quite take over a great Madden team. You know what happens to these low-budget teams, man, like Tampa, low-market teams. At least they're known low-market in the baseball world. You know, that you better juice your players. That this pitching staff, you better – that's a amped-up pitching staff, man. It reminds me of back in the 90s with the Atlanta Braves, okay? These are young kids that you're going to lose. Yeah, Rays, you're going to lose them after a couple of years because you won't have enough money, to sign these players and to keep them around. That's the story of most cities in the baseball world, man, according to your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk. Season 2, episode 13, baby. Hats off to Kevin Cash, their manager of what it's going to be always known on this show, the St. Petersburg Rays. That's right, Tampa, because your numbers are horrible on your boy Roy's SRQ talk show here, okay? So what? And why are you lying to the people, man? The damn stadium, Tropicana Stadium, is in damn downtown St. Petersburg, man. Where my numbers are off the damn rack over there, man. They love me. They're about to put a statue right next to damn he's the famous Wade Boggs, man. Don't they have a damn statue of Wade Boggs? If they don't, they better, man. Get Wade Boggs statue get ready over there, man. He just wasn't a real Ray, man. He played for those damn what you used to call your team, the damn Tampa Bay Devil Rays. And then it just got all the Karens of the world, you know, it made you change. And the damn Christians made you change your damn name to the Rays there. Come on, admit it, Tampa. You're not in Tampa. You're not the Tampa Rays. You're the damn St. Petersburg Rays, baby. That's what you are. I'm exposing you, okay? You want to be national. You want to be big time. You better come with the truth. Change your name. It's in downtown St. Pete. I've driven many times where I got my damn club seats there when my damn Miami Marlins come up to visit when we have our interstate damn games, okay, in baseball, which I damn missed this asterisk COVID-19. Even though, you know, the baseball was pretty good. They handled it pretty good, as best as they could, as far as the COVID. Maybe better than even football's handling it, but they're also overcoming adversity there. The ones that didn't do it, damn basketball, that's who didn't. They couldn't handle damn protest. Politicizing my damn NBA, man, where I had to boycott and only see the highlights of the damn Heat, man, that overcame so much adversity, man, to get there to the final championship game against damn LeBron. I'm sick of that guy. Retire already, man. Yeah, Michael Jordan, best basketball ever. Best basketball player ever, Michael Jordan. That's why, you little millennials, you little haters, you little closet listeners of the SRQ talk show. I see you there. You're at damn 14%, you little millennials. I'm going to expose your ass, too. So the St. Petersburg Rays there go against Kershaw and the damn L.A. Dodgers today. They got to fly all the way to L.A., I guess, or are these games being played in a neutral ground? I don't know. Anybody knows, you can email the show, srqtalk@gmail.com, or better yet, let me hear your voice. Go to our website, srqtalk.com, hit the message button, and if it's any good, man, if you're damn amped up like we are, we'll play it on the damn podcast live here, man. All right. I gave you, and you know where to find the show, man. The numbers are damn off the chain, man. Anchor Dashboard is where we're broadcasting fine. But you could go to Breaker Radio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, Cloud Sound, CastBox, damn, Himalaya. Your show's always the same. Whatever, bitch. We go on here, man. So your Rays are in. We went 2-0. So we're 54%. All right. It's nothing to brag home about. Sorry, Jersey. It's not good enough for you to amp up your numbers in damn Jersey, man. They opted out quick, man. Honestly, man. It was like, damn, they thought there was a damn raid coming, man, or something. I don't know what the hell happened, man. But the Jersey boys, they said like this to our show, man. We dipped down to 55%. They're like, you're nothing special, bro. Whatever. All right, so let's go. We got the Kershaw. What are we going to do here? The damn Dodgers are a huge favorite. They're disrespecting our damn freaking St. Petersburg Rays, man. It almost makes me want to take the Rays straight up there against my boy Glass. What is it? Glasnow there. Over under 7.5. We usually have a theory here that we like to go under. This is one that we like to bend the rules a little bit with this. Damn 7.5, man. Makes me think, man, what do we want to do? I think there's going to be a lot of runs scored, man. This damn Rays team is damn amped up, man. But that's what I thought that was going to happen with their series against the damn cheating Astros, man. And there are a lot of under games there, including one of them that we called over for sure, and it went even under. So, you know, do we want to see runs, man? There you go, bro. I'm almost compelled to take the Rays there, but I'm going to take the over on the 7.5. I don't think that Kershaw has it against these damn Rays. The Rays are meant, man. I'm telling you, I'm on the Rays wagon. You heard it. Whatever. Absolutely. The Marlins out, which is my favorite team. And what am I going to adopt? The damn city of St. Petersburg, where my numbers are off the chain. They're embracing me. I'm going to embrace. Yep, you heard it, Tampa. It's St. Petersburg's team. And I'm going with the Rays. No, not on the straight up. You know what? We're going to go over 7.5. Lock of the day. Your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk Tuesday, World Series Day here in the great city of St. Petersburg and the Gulf Coast here of Suncoast, where I'm broadcasting live 45 minutes south of the stadium, October 20, 2020. Your boy, Roy, saying that Kershaw's a damn fraud, and we're going over 7.5 against the fraud that's known as Kershaw. I don't trust them, neither should the Dodgers. And with that quote, all we need is a good 5-6 innings. You know when they say that, when your damn career's almost down the tubes, Kershaw, baby, you know, you made me a lot of money, but guess what? We're going over 7.5 because the damn Rays are amped up like your boy Roy here is, okay? There's not much else to tell you. I mean, there's no other action. It's all about the World Series. You know, as far as the betting world goes, the sports betting, there's not even no college games. Let me see, since I gave you fake news on that damn Cincinnati game. And we didn't know Zach Prescott. You know, the damn Mahomes took care of business yesterday there, huh? I know I'm all over the board. All right, let's see here, man. Yeah, there's nothing. Arkansas State and Appalachian State is a game that we're definitely going to have interest in, but that's not for another 2 days. All right, so we're going to continue here. Let me see what we got. And, of course, what's happening? My damn internet. I'm telling you, I keep on saying I'm going to dump these Xfinity people, man, and go to a real damn cable network like Verizon or something. Something Mac. I thought Xfinity was Mac, man. Way disappointed, man. Big time disappointed. That's no secret here. We bitch about it all the time. That's right. It's amped up. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk, and it's just a regular Tuesday, man. Nothing to get all damn excited about, okay? We don't have football. We damn have a Thursday game. We got the Giants against those damn, an excuse of the Eagleton. The Eagles are going to blow out the Giants, but that line keeps on going down. There must be some action. Somebody injured like Zach Prescott that we didn't know about yesterday. We still went to Arizona, even thinking that Zach Prescott wasn't there yesterday. We still went with Arizona. I told you that little amped up little Kyle Murray, man, that little quarterback's amped up. I like Arizona's team, man. I like that kid a lot. That kid's good, man. Too bad he's that small and so frail. But, I mean, he's a young kid, too, so you would think he's going to butch up a little bit, man. But he's just that type of body, man. He is. Nobody can catch that kid. That kid is fast and electric, man. Let's see something here. Nope, we don't want. We want the, baseball game. What does it say here, man? And this is what I mean. This is the damn same people that gave me the misinformation about why does it say that the damn baseball game is on 11 o'clock p.m. tonight? Are we damn catering to my damn Californians where the city of Delano has decided to damn amp up and listen to your boy Roy here, Mountain View, damn California as well? But do we have to cater to you? I mean, don't get it twisted, man. You're only about 5% of this, of my listening audience, and now you want the games to be at 11 p.m. to cater to your ass at 8 p.m.? Guess what? What happened to the damn East Coast here, man? Holy crap. In Florida, where it's a damn your waiting room for game over, man. You think at 11 p.m. These damn 60, 70-year-olds are going to be up, man? Get out of here. These old farts are going to bed long before that, man. You're going to make them wait until 11 p.m.? There is no damn TiVo anymore, man. Holy crap. No respect for the senior community, for the elder community, which we have drones of here in damn Florida, man. Are you kidding me? 11 p.m.? Holy crap, man. That's a big downer for people, man. Are you kidding me? People, that's why there's 10 o'clock news out here, mofo. Damn, people are tired, man. They're 60, 70-year-olds with aches and pains. They're damn Rays fans. Are you going to make them wait until 11 p.m.? You got to be kidding me, bro. The ratings are going to go like this. Yeah, down the damn tubes, man, for your ratings. I'm calling it out. That should be my damn lock of the day right there, that the damn ratings are going to be damn like that. You wait till your executives out there in Fox figure it out that a bunch of old farts are in Florida like myself here, and we don't want to wait till 11 p.m. and be up until damn 3 in the morning, man. Are you kidding me? We work around here, man, even though we're retired. Damn it. Are you kidding me? Man, I wonder if that's fake news, man. I don't trust it. This is the same source that gave us the third Monday night game yesterday, man, with your little date. Okay, I got a date here of October 20th, which is damn today, all right? And it says 11 p.m. on damn Fox, the Rays and the Dodgers, man. That's a late game, man. We're not happy about it, man. We're going over, though. Your boy Roy already told you, over a 7.5, no matter what time it is, man. Damn it, we're halfway through the show. We're going to cut it close because that's it. That's all we got for you, man. I mean, I'm not going to go over NFL games that don't start for another day or two, man. And we're not, you can't give you any college games. Damn, basketball is over. Thank God we boycotted that crap anyway. Hockey's over. Hockey, that's a sport, baby. Canada, you mad that we got the, not only did we bring the cup to America, we brought it to damn Florida, man. That's why the Rays are meant. The Lightning did it, and now you're St. Petersburg Rays. Did he make a mistake? No mistake. They play in St. Pete. So here on the show, SRQ Talk with your boy Roy, non-fake news, real radio, non-scripted crap like you're listening to usually. This podcast, baby, they're known as the St. Petersburg Rays because that's what they are. Okay, they don't play in your little whatever field over there with the Raymond James, okay? They don't play Raymond James. They play damn Tropicana. Where I go up there, I go over the damn beautiful Sky Bridge where my number's off the chain. Exit right there, there in damn downtown. The Dolly Museum is practically right next to it, man. Don't tell me where I'm at. I'm in the know. That's why I keep my audience in the know. I want to thank everybody for listening, downloading, smashing that damn press play button. Let's do it. Damn St. Pete Rays. Let's do it, baby. Let's bring it up just like you did. Your number's here on the SRQ Talk Show. Very grateful, very humbled. I thank you for tomorrow. It's hump day, baby. That, you know, that speed bump between us and the weekend, and in my case this week, it's the speed bump between me and the damn Keys that I'm going to, okay? Amp it up. The 305 is maxed out. They're listening. They're top five on my show here. Listen up for tomorrow's show. Thank you for tuning in today. Tune into the damn World Series, okay, where I'm telling you to play over 7.5. Go to the window. Thank you for tuning in. There is no more. We'll catch you tomorrow on the hump day. Go be nice to someone and watch the game. It's out.
Oh, thank you.